Have you ever stopped to wonder why, despite having more ways to connect than ever before, we seem to understand each other less and less? It's a paradox of our modern world that the very tools designed to bring us closer together are the same ones that can drive a wedge between us. But what if I told you that the secret to bridging this divide isn't found in technology or any modern innovation, but rather in the ancient philosophy of Stoicism? Yes, Stoicism, a philosophy that dates back to the early 3rd century BC, might just hold the keys to unlocking a more compassionate, understanding, and connected world. Imagine for a moment living in a society where, instead of reacting, we responded with thoughtfulness. Where, instead of judgment, we approached every interaction with curiosity and a willingness to understand. The Stoics were onto this idea centuries ago. They taught that it's not the events in our lives that disturb us, but rather our judgments about them. Now apply that to every miscommunication, every conflict, and every disagreement we face today. The implications are profound. In the midst of our fast-paced, notification-filled lives, the teachings of Stoicism serve as a grounding force, reminding us of the power of perspective, the importance of inner peace, and the value of empathy. And if you stick around, I promise you'll walk away with a fresh perspective on how to navigate the complexities of human relationships in our interconnected world. Armed with timeless wisdom that's more relevant today than ever before, let's dive into the Stoic way of living and explore how these ancient principles can transform our modern lives. Stoicism and society. Responding versus reacting. In our daily lives, we frequently face scenarios that seem to push us towards straightforward answers. You know those moments when you feel compelled to quickly label something as right or wrong, good or bad. But if you pause for a second and really think about it, isn't life much more complex than this black and white view? This is where the ancient wisdom of Stoicism really enlightens us. Stoicism isn't just about enduring hardship, it's about understanding and interpreting our experiences in a way that's free from the extreme swings of emotion or rigid patterns of thought. Think of Stoicism like a guiding friend, encouraging us to look beyond the surface. As the famous Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius once said, "Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth." This quote beautifully captures the essence of Stoicism. It's about exploring the shades of grey in between the black and white. Now let's consider the idea that truth might not be absolute. It's a concept that even predates Stoicism, taking us back to the times of Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. Socrates, with his relentless questioning, taught us the value of admitting our own ignorance, a first step toward true knowledge. Plato, in his allegory of the cave, showed us how our perceptions can be misleading. And Aristotle, with his golden mean, advised us to seek balance rather than extremes. Stoicism echoes these ancient thoughts and brings them into our modern context. The Stoics, like Seneca, emphasize the importance of controlling our reactions to external events rather than the events themselves. Seneca said, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." This is a powerful reminder that our emotional responses often amplify our troubles, making them seem more daunting than they actually are. Then there's Epictetus, another celebrated Stoic, who taught that it's not the events themselves that disturb us, but our interpretation of these events. He famously stated, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This is a fundamental Stoic principle, focusing on our internal responses rather than external circumstances. But Stoicism isn't the only philosophy that sheds light on this approach. Let's leap forward to the 20th century and look at Carl Jung, a Swiss psychiatrist who founded analytical psychology. Jung believed in the power of integrating opposites within the psyche for personal growth. He once said, "One does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious." This aligns closely with Stoic philosophy, the idea that acknowledging and understanding the full spectrum of experiences, rather than just the positive or easy ones, leads to true wisdom. By combining these ancient Stoic teachings with insights from Western philosophy and psychology, we can start to see that life's challenges are rarely black and white. They're filled with a multitude of colors and shades, each adding depth and richness to our understanding of the world. It's through this lens that we can begin to appreciate the complexity of our experiences, learn from them, and grow. There's this fascinating thing about the world we live in. It often seems like it's pushing us to choose sides. Everywhere you turn, there's a debate or a dichotomy. Capitalism or socialism, tradition or innovation, emotion or logic. It's like we're constantly at a crossroads, forced to pick a lane. But here's a thought. What if the real wisdom lies in not rushing to choose a side? This is where Stoicism, an incredibly relevant and insightful philosophy, comes into play. Stoicism, dating back to ancient Greece and Rome, isn't about picking one extreme over another. Instead, it's about finding balance and gaining perspective. The Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, were all about understanding the value in different viewpoints and finding harmony between them. They encouraged us to ask ourselves, what do we miss when we hastily box ourselves into one corner? What insights are we overlooking by not exploring the space in between? Take, for instance, the dichotomy between emotion and logic, a classic tug of war in our decision-making process. Stoicism teaches us that both emotion and logic have their place. It's not about suppressing our feelings or overvaluing cold, hard logic. Instead, it's about understanding and managing our emotions, as Epictetus suggested, and using our rational mind to navigate life's complexities. The Stoics believed in an inner tranquility that comes from this balance. They didn't see emotion and logic as opposing forces, but as complementary tools in our arsenal for dealing with life's challenges. Then there's the debate between tradition and innovation. It's easy to think we have to choose one over the other, but Stoicism invites us to a different approach. It encourages us to respect and learn from the past, tradition, while being open and adaptable to new ideas and changes, innovation. As Marcus Aurelius said, adapt yourself to the life you have been given and truly love the people with whom destiny has surrounded you. This quote beautifully encapsulates the Stoic mindset. It's about embracing and making the best of what we have while being open to growth and change. And what about the big economic debates, like capitalism versus socialism? Well, Stoicism doesn't give us a direct answer on which system is better. Instead, it guides us to look deeper beyond the surface-level arguments. It urges us to consider how we can find a middle ground where the positive aspects of both systems are maximized. Stoicism teaches us the value of looking at issues from multiple angles, encouraging a more holistic understanding. There's something really interesting about the way we often think, this tendency to fall into binary thinking. You've seen it, right? It's like when we categorize everything into simple pairs. This or that, yes or no, black or white. It's as if we're turning the rich, vibrant tapestry of life into a straightforward two-tone picture. And let's be honest, it can be really appealing to think this way because it's straightforward and easy. Binary thinking. Limitations and alternatives. It simplifies the world around us in a way that feels manageable. But here's where Stoicism, this profound and time-tested philosophy, brings in a different perspective. Stoicism teaches us that going for the easy binary option isn't necessarily the most enlightening or fulfilling path. It's like what the famous Stoic philosopher Epictetus said. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. This idea is a game changer. It suggests that life isn't just a series of straightforward choices or dichotomies. Instead, it's about the nuanced reactions and the middle paths we choose in response to these choices. When we adopt a Stoic mindset, we start to see the world in a more fluid, flexible way. We begin to recognize that life's answers are often found in the and rather than the or. It's about understanding that two seemingly opposing ideas can coexist and even complement each other. For instance, you can be logical and emotional, strong and compassionate, practical and idealistic. It's not about choosing one over the other, but about finding a balance, a harmony between these elements. The Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius, really embodied this idea. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, constantly urged himself to look beyond the surface, to see the interconnectedness of all things. He believed in embracing the complexity of life and acknowledging that the universe is a place of constant change and flux. By doing this, he found a way to maintain inner peace and resilience in the face of life's challenges. This Stoic approach of avoiding binary thinking can be incredibly liberating. It opens up a world of possibilities that binary thinking keeps shut. When we stop categorizing everything strictly as one thing or another, we start to appreciate the diversity and richness of life. We become more tolerant, more open-minded, and more understanding. We become better equipped to handle the complexities and contradictions that life inevitably throws our way. So the next time you find yourself slipping into that comfortable mode of binary thinking, try to pause and consider the Stoic way. Ask yourself, is there a middle path here? Can I embrace both sides of this equation? By doing so, you're not just finding answers. You're opening doors to new perspectives, new understandings, and ultimately, a more enlightened way of living. Remember, Life's beauty and wisdom often lie in the grey areas, in the spaces between the black and white. And it's in these spaces that we often find the most profound insights and the most meaningful experiences. Think about this. Every single idea or belief we come across has its own bit of truth. But at the same time, it's got its limitations. It's a bit like looking at a coin. There's always another side, right? The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about wisdom and virtue, really got this. They understood that there's value in looking at opposing ideas, not just to argue or prove a point, but to really understand and grow from them. It's like how light needs darkness. Without darkness, would we even appreciate how vital and beautiful light is? Or think about silence and sound. One complements the other. Silence makes sound more profound, and sound gives meaning to silence. This idea isn't about just sitting on the fence and not making decisions. It's far from that. It's about actively diving into different perspectives, listening, understanding, and then using that knowledge to form a deeper, more nuanced view of the world. Marcus Aurelius, one of the most famous Stoic philosophers, once said, "Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth." What he's getting at is this idea that what we experience and what we believe aren't the whole picture. There's always more to the story. When you start looking at life this way, it's like opening a door to a much bigger room. You realize that there's wisdom to be found in the most unexpected places. It's not about proving who's right or wrong. Instead, it's about understanding that every perspective has something to offer, something we can learn from. The Stoics believed in the importance of living a life of virtue and wisdom, and they saw this approach as a key part of that journey. By appreciating the value in opposing ideas, we're not just learning or accumulating knowledge. We're actively shaping our character. We're becoming more open-minded, more empathetic, and more resilient. And you know what? This approach is incredibly relevant today. In our world, we're often pushed to pick sides, to label ourselves and others, to see things in black and white. But the Stoic approach encourages us to step back and see the bigger picture. It's about finding balance, understanding that there's often truth on both sides of an argument, and that wisdom is born from this understanding. So the next time you're faced with a challenging idea or a belief that's different from your own, try to see it through a Stoic lens. Ask yourself what truth it holds, what you can learn from it, and how it complements or challenges your own beliefs. Remember, it's not about agreeing with everything. It's about being open to the idea that there's value in the difference. It's about actively engaging with diverse perspectives to forge not just a deeper understanding of the world, but also a deeper understanding of ourselves. That's what the Stoics were all about, and it's a lesson that's just as powerful today as it was thousands of years ago. When we fall into the trap of binary thinking, that black and white mindset where everything is this or that, right or wrong, we're actually doing ourselves a disservice. It's like putting on blinders that limit our vision. We end up restricting not just the options we see, but also our potential for growth, understanding, and ultimately our happiness. It's like living in a small room and never realizing there's a whole world outside. The Stoics, like Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius, were all about stepping back and observing our thoughts. They knew the power of reflection. Epictetus said, "We have two ears and one mouth, so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." This is about being mindful of our immediate reactions and our instinct to categorize and judge everything quickly. By doing what the Stoics suggested, by really listening and observing, we start to appreciate the complexity and richness of life. Think about it. When you pause and reflect, you begin to see the different shades in situations and people, the subtleties that you miss when you're in a rush to judge. This is not about being indecisive or wishy-washy. It's about giving yourself the space to understand things better. When you do this, when you step back and observe, you start to see the beauty in complexity, the depth in what might have seemed simple at first glance. This Stoic practice of reflection and mindfulness can actually lead to a more fulfilling and happier life. By breaking free from the confines of binary thinking, you open yourself up to new experiences, new ideas, and new ways of understanding. You become more adaptable, more empathetic, and more connected to the world. The world around you, Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, wrote extensively about this idea. He said, "Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth." What he's telling us is that our reality is shaped by our perceptions. And if we can broaden those perceptions, if we can look beyond the black and white, we start to experience the world in a more vibrant, more nuanced way. So the next time you catch yourself slipping into that binary mindset, try to do what the Stoics would do. Take a step back, observe your thoughts, and ask yourself, "Am I seeing the whole picture here? Is there another way to look at this?" It's about giving yourself the chance to see beyond the immediate, beyond the surface. When you do this, you're not just learning about the world, you're learning about yourself. You're growing, evolving, and moving closer to that Stoic ideal of a life well lived, a life full of understanding, growth, and true happiness. Have you ever thought about the different levels of thinking we go through every day? The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were masters at understanding the mind, had some pretty insightful views on this. They believed that by analysing our impressions and judgments, we could gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world. So let's break this down together, starting with what's known as binary thinking. Binary thinking is like seeing the world in black and white. It's where everything's viewed in stark opposition. Good or bad, right or wrong, yes or no. Now don't get me wrong, this type of thinking can be super useful. It helps us make quick decisions, like when we're crossing the street and need to decide in a split second whether it's safe to walk or not. But here's the catch. When it comes to the more complex stuff, like human relationships or ethical dilemmas, binary thinking often falls short. It's just not equipped to handle the nuances and subtleties of these situations. This is where Stoicism comes into play. The Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius or Seneca, were all about understanding the limitations of our usual ways of thinking. They encouraged us to question our immediate judgments and to look for the middle ground, the often overlooked space where true understanding and wisdom reside. It's like what Marcus Aurelius said. "Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth." He's reminding us that there's usually more to a situation than the two extremes our minds jump to. So, when we're faced with a challenging situation or a tough decision, the Stoic approach would be to pause and consider the nuances. It's about exploring the shades of grey rather than just jumping to either black or white. For example, when you're having a disagreement with someone, instead of immediately categorizing them as wrong or yourself as right, try to understand their perspective. Where are they coming from? Why do they feel the way they do? This approach can open up a whole new level of understanding and empathy. The beauty of this Stoic perspective is that it encourages us to expand our thinking, to move beyond the surface level and dive deeper into the complexities of life. By recognizing the limitations of binary thinking, we start to appreciate the rich tapestry of human experience, with all its contradictions and complexities. This doesn't mean we never make decisions or form opinions, but rather that we do so with a more informed, balanced, and compassionate mindset. In essence, Stoicism nudges us to cultivate a more nuanced and thoughtful approach to life. It's about finding balance, seeking understanding, and embracing the middle ground where true wisdom often lies. So, the next time you find yourself slipping into that binary mindset, remember the Stoic way. Take a moment to step back, look for the nuances, and strive for a deeper understanding. It's in this middle ground that we often find the most meaningful and insightful solutions to life's challenges. Picture this. Instead of seeing things in just black or white, scale thinking introduces us to a whole spectrum of colours. It's like realising there's more than just night and day. There's dawn, dusk, and all the shades in between. In Stoic practice, this way of thinking translates into understanding that our impressions of events aren't fixed. They can range from negative to positive, heavily influenced by our judgments and beliefs. So what does this mean for us? Well, it means that when we're faced with a situation, our first impression isn't the end of the story, it's just the beginning. We might initially react to something with annoyance or even joy, but upon further reflection, we might discover there's more to it. This level of thinking allows us to assess situations with far greater depth. It's about realizing that our initial take on things can be examined, questioned, and if necessary, revised for a more balanced perspective. For example, let's say you get passed over for a promotion at work. Your immediate reaction might be disappointment or even anger. But scale thinking invites you to look at this event on a spectrum. Maybe there are positive aspects, like having more time to focus on personal growth or the opportunity to reassess your career path. This is exactly what the Stoic philosopher Epictetus was getting at when he said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." It's about seeing the full range of possibilities in every situation. This level of thinking is incredibly powerful. It frees us from the trap of black and white reactions and opens us up to a more nuanced understanding of life. It encourages us to look beyond our knee-jerk reactions and to consider a broader range of possibilities. And this isn't just about intellectual understanding, it's deeply practical. By embracing scale thinking, we can navigate life's ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and wisdom. So next time you find yourself reacting strongly to something, try to remember the Stoic approach of scale thinking. Ask yourself, is there another way to view this situation? Can I find a middle point on this spectrum? This isn't about denying your initial feelings or reactions. It's about giving yourself the space to explore them more deeply. And in doing so, you'll often find a more balanced, more insightful way to move forward. Scale thinking is really about embracing the complexity of life and our reactions to it. It's a reminder that things are rarely as straightforward as they seem at first glance. By adopting this mindset, we can approach life's challenges with a more open, flexible, and ultimately more fulfilling perspective. It's a journey towards understanding that every cloud has a silver lining, and every silver lining has its cloud. And that's perfectly okay. So imagine for a moment that your thoughts and impressions could be plotted on a graph. Think of it like a map of your mind, where the axes represent different aspects of your life. This might sound a bit abstract at first, but stay with me. In Stoicism, there's this key idea that our judgments, the conclusions we draw from what we experience, shape our emotions and behaviors. Plotting these on a graph can give us a visual representation of how our thoughts and feelings interact and influence each other. On one axis, you could have your emotional responses, ranging from negative to positive. On the other, you could plot the intensity of these emotions, from mild to strong. By charting your reactions to different situations on this graph, you start to see patterns, the ebb and flow of your emotions and thoughts. This visual tool can be incredibly revealing. It's like suddenly gaining a bird's eye view of your own mental landscape. What's really exciting about this approach is how it embodies the Stoic pursuit of balance and harmony. The Stoic thinkers, like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, were all about understanding the nature of our emotions and thoughts and how they can either disrupt our peace of mind or contribute to our well-being. By mapping out our thoughts and emotions, we can start to identify areas where we might be out of balance. Are we leaning too heavily towards negative emotions? Are our responses too intense for certain situations? This two-dimensional graph concept helps us strive for what the Stoics saw as the ultimate goal: equilibrium and harmony within ourselves. It's a practical way to apply their philosophy to our daily lives. By understanding the dynamics of our thoughts and emotions, we can start to make adjustments. Maybe it's about challenging overly negative thoughts or finding ways to boost our positive experiences. The beauty of this approach is that it encourages a kind of self-awareness that's deeply empowering. It's not just about controlling our emotions or suppressing our thoughts. It's about understanding them, working with them, and finding a way to navigate life that aligns with our values and goals. A way that brings us closer to the Stoic ideal of virtue. So next time you find yourself caught in a whirlwind of emotions or tangled in a web of thoughts, try picturing that two-dimensional graph. Where do your feelings and thoughts fall on it? What patterns do you see? And most importantly, what steps can you take to move towards a more balanced and harmonious state? It's a journey, for sure, but one that can lead to a deeper understanding of yourself and a more fulfilling way of living, very much in the spirit of Stoic philosophy. When we venture into three-dimensional thinking, we're entering a realm where Stoicism truly shines. It's about balancing multiple aspects of our lives, like emotions, actions, and wisdom, in a harmonious way. This level of thinking requires us to consider not just our immediate reactions, but the long-term consequences of our beliefs and actions, a core Stoic practice. We finally reached a truly fascinating point in our journey through the different levels of thinking. Multivariable thinking. This is where the timeless wisdom of Stoicism intersects with the complexities of our modern life. It's where things get really interesting. And honestly, a bit challenging, but in a good way. In our fast-paced, intricate world, things are rarely straightforward. Life throws a myriad of situations at us, each with its own set of variables, nuances, and shades of grey. This is where Stoicism offers a guiding light. It teaches us to embrace the ambiguity of life, to make peace with the fact that we won't always have all the answers, and to understand that our perceptions are just one piece of a much larger puzzle. Multivariable thinking is about looking at life's challenges through a wide-angle lens. It's about integrating our values, what we hold dear and true, with our emotions, those powerful feelings that can both propel us forward and hold us back, and our logic, the rational thought processes that help us make sense of it all. It's like weaving a complex tapestry with threads of different colours and textures, each representing a different aspect of our lives. The Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, were masters at this. They didn't see emotions, logic, or values as separate entities. Instead, they saw them as interconnected, each influencing and being influenced by the others. They taught that it's only by considering all these elements together that we can navigate life's challenges with grace and wisdom. So what does this mean for us? Embracing the Stoic way doesn't mean you have to suppress your emotions or abandon your beliefs. Far from it. It's about expanding your perspective, questioning those knee-jerk reactions and automatic judgments, and cultivating a mindset that values growth, resilience, and the beauty of life's complexities. Take, for instance, a difficult decision you might be facing, like a career change or a big move. Multivariable thinking encourages you to consider not just the immediate pros and cons, but how this decision aligns with your values, how it makes you feel emotionally, and what your rational mind says about the long-term implications. It's about seeing the whole picture and making a decision that resonates with all parts of your being. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. The Stoic journey is one of continuous learning and growth. It's about embracing life with all its complexities and uncertainties and finding a way to thrive amidst them. It's not about having a rigid mindset, but about being flexible, open to new perspectives, and willing to adapt as you gain more understanding and insight. As we come to the end of our journey today, remember this. The path of Stoicism isn't just a philosophical expedition. It's a deeply personal adventure into the heart of what it means to be human. In a world swirling with change and challenges, embracing the Stoic way is like finding an anchor in the storm. It grounds us, guides us, and gives us the strength to face life with courage and wisdom. It teaches us that true resilience isn't about never falling, but about learning how to rise every time we do. Carry these lessons with you. Let them illuminate your path. And remember that in the tapestry of life, every thread, no matter how complex or tangled, contributes to the beauty of the whole. And if you found today's discussion enlightening and are eager to continue this journey of growth and self-discovery, I invite you to check out our playlist right here on the screen. Dive deeper into the world of Stoicism, explore more insights, and find new ways to apply these timeless principles to your everyday life. Just click on the playlist and let's keep exploring together. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, keep nurturing your mind, embracing life's complexities, and finding joy in every step of your journey.